Friends, there's a great spirit alive here in Champaign-Urbana this month and throughout our state. A winning team and March Madness on the way. It's not hard to get caught up in the winning spirit, certainly as we think about this afternoon, an important game. I think that it is important for Christians to be able to tell the difference between the kinds of spirits that we encounter in this life and that visit us. The winning spirit comes and goes, but the Holy Spirit of God remains with us forever. The winning spirit stays with you as long as you are winning. The excitement of victory, the attention that we get when we are doing better than others, this is exhilarating. But it only lasts as long as the winning does. Somewhere down the line, somebody else will put forward a better team, maybe next season, season after that, and the winning spirit leaves you, and it goes there. And that's the way it is. So enjoy it while you can. But the Holy Spirit is altogether different. He stays as long as he is welcome. He doesn't give you a rush for 4 months and then depart for another place. No, the Holy Spirit brings victories that last a lifetime. Better than that, an eternity. St. Paul wrote about the differences in the spirits in his letter to the Romans that we have today. Some people know only about the winning spirit. If their team is doing well, then they are happy. If it's losing, they complain. If their job is going well, lots of money and enjoyable work, they are happy. If they face a salary cut and the workload mounts, they grumble. Take this into the family. If their wife is content and cheerful, and the children do well in school, well, then life is good. But if wife reminds husband of his unmet responsibilities, and the kids need lots of help, he may begin to lose interest in the family and feel put upon. We all experience these fluctuations in life, every one of us, because the winning spirit is fickle. It flits here and there. Here today and gone tomorrow. And if our image of ourselves is based only on the winning spirit, well, then we are going to be very disappointed at times. We will feel dejected at times and fall into the shadow of depression. On the other hand, the Spirit of God is constant. He doesn't move around like other spirits. When the Holy Spirit comes to a person, it doesn't matter if they lose every game and find out that everyone is against them, because the Holy Spirit will stay with that person. He is faithful. Part of this is because where the Holy Spirit comes from. When Jesus was about to be arrested and die, he said to his disciples that he was going away. He said that when he went, he would send them the Holy Spirit, who would convince them of the truth. And you know what happened to Jesus, as we're about ready to remember next week, how he was ridiculed, tortured, finally crucified. Talk about an apparent losing team. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead, bringing victory to his life and sharing with that with all who believed that he died for them. And they are now said to be his brothers and sisters, and therefore the children of the Heavenly Father. The Spirit of God, who gives us the ability to believe that Jesus died to take away our sins, now leads us to call the Almighty Creator of the world, this little word that we see in our reading for today, this word Abba, Daddy. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so shall we if we continue in this faith. And we have an inheritance coming, a blessing that Paul says is too great to be compared with anything that we can see, feel, touch, or experience or know in this life, because nothing in this world can be compared to the splendor of that inheritance which has been given to us. The Spirit of God was promised long ago in the days of Ezekiel, 500 years before Jesus was born. Ezekiel saw the Spirit of God make the dead rise from the valley of dry bones. Who are those dry bones? Those are the people of God. The people of God who've gone through the difficulties and hardships of this life, who were infected with sin and die because of that, just by being born into the world, but also by our own personal sins. These bones are you and me, and they breathe and live again when the Holy Spirit touches them through the gospel. Where can you find this Spirit of God in this world today? Unlike the winning spirits, you don't have to be in a winning season. Christians often appear to be losing. Just visit a nursing home and see there the people who can't walk or feed themselves anymore. But don't judge them by their outward appearance, because many of them have the Spirit of God and will soon be glorified. Go to the funeral home and see the family laying to rest their loved one. They weep now, but they know what lies ahead for their Christian family member. He or she is with Jesus now and will be raised from the dead on the last day. The Spirit of God comes to a person regardless of their outward appearance or their situation in life. He comes when they hear and believe the good news that Jesus died for sinners like us to make us clean, apart from the good works that we might try to offer. This year, we celebrate 150 years of that message being preached in this community. That is 50 years longer than they've been playing basketball in this city. And I think that is very noteworthy. I can see there is nothing before us today that is more important than this. And we pray that with God's grace, it should continue for 150 more years if the Lord lets the world go on that long. And I think that we should be doing everything that we can by God's grace to see that this happens, both here in our community and in our mission fields like Madagascar and Jamaica. The Spirit of winning is here for a few more weeks, hopefully, but the Spirit of God is with us forever. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.